Concours Écricom 2015. Épreuve orale de langue anglaise. Texte numéro 27. In Hollywood, it's a men's world. In November 2013, when Warner Brothers hired Michelle McLaren for its Wonder Woman movie, it became the first studio to tap a female director for a major superhero project. The news brought Americans back to the 1970s, when they would convene in front of the television to watch Wonder Woman. There was something delighting about the vision of a strong woman triumphing with flowing hair and bully-proof bracelets. Very few women are hired to direct blockbusters today. In indie arenas, like the Sundance Film Festival, female directors are a bit closer to gender parity. In 2013, half the movies in the American dramatic competition were directed by women. But even there, equality isn't a sure thing. At this year's festival, women will have about a third of the titles only. Incrementally, I think things are changing, said Jodie Foster, who made her feature directing debut with Little Man Tate, 1991. When you decide to take a big pile of money and put it in a bag and hand it to a director, you honestly do not know what's going to happen. To lessen that risk, Ms. Foster said, in the past, that meant hiring someone who appeared less risky, including directors who looked like the people doing the hiring. Those doing the hiring used to be almost all men. In 1987, Dawn Steele became the president of Columbia Pictures, making her the first woman to run a major Hollywood studio. Since then, women have held power positions throughout the industry, and two women now help run studios and others head up divisions. But more female executives do not mean more female directors. Sexism often works like a virus that spreads through ideas, gossip, and stories about women, their aesthetic visions and personal choices, and doubts about whether they can hack it in that male-dominated world. There isn't a backroom cabal of cigar-chomping male executives conspiring against female directors. Rather, the reluctance to hire women seems symptomatic of a conservative, fear-driven industry that recycles the same genres, stereotypes, and impoverished ideas year after year. It remains surprising that the industry fails to grasp that women, on screen and behind the camera, are good for the bottom line. The evidence, Sex and the City, Twilight, The Hunger Games, Frozen, is indisputable. Women in power, often the beneficiaries of male munificence, tend to be treated harshly when they betray that gift by failing. That may help explain why female executives as a group are not better advocates for female directors. What makes this situation even more alarming is that women sometimes seem close to becoming an endangered species on American screens. The researcher Martha Lozen, executive director of the Center for the Study of Women in Television and Film, found that in 2013, female characters made up just 15% of protagonists and 30% of all speaking characters in the top 100 grossing movies. Female directors tend to make more movies about women than male directors do, but they need the money or a job to tell those stories. Many female directors face a vicious cycle. If a woman isn't hired, she can't get experience, but she can't get experience if no one hires her. Scholars have theorized that women were squeezed out of the industry once the business of movies became big business. Money remains one of the biggest barriers that female directors confront.